Several groups filed suit today in a Dane County Circuit Court saying that last month's lame duck session and the laws passed as part of it are unlawful.
At the heart of this specific lawsuit's argument is whether a procedural step used by GOP leaders to call the session in the first place met the requirements of the state constitution. Here's Madison attorney Jeffrey Mandel, who is representing the plaintiffs.
The case is about the text of the Constitution and holding our government officials accountable for adhering to the Constitution.
Sean Johnson is WPR News' State Capitol Bureau Chief. He also co-hosts the WPR Politics podcast. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Okay, tell us about this lawsuit saying, hey, this whole thing shouldn't have happened in the first place.
That's it. I mean, it's saying that the entire extraordinary session that we covered last month and everything that happened there was unlawful, that because the Wisconsin Constitution lays out two times when the legislature can meet, at such times as provided by law or in a special session. And a special session would be when the governor calls them back into session when they're not supposed to be there. So they would normally be adjourned at that time of year. If the governor called them into special session, this lawsuit is basically saying everything they would have done would have been fine. But because they went into an extraordinary session where they're called back by legislative leaders, that's not something called for in the Constitution. So essentially call the whole thing off.
Extraordinary sessions have happened in the past, though, and they were created by, and if I'm reading this brief right, they were created by a joint resolution of the legislature in the past, not by a bill that passed the legislature.
Right. So
it's getting technical here.
Yeah. I mean, so a special session is something that is spelled out in the Constitution, but an extraordinary session is spelled out in a legislative rule. That is the foundation of why these things happen. And you're right, they have happened. Going back to 1980 is the first time that Wisconsin had an extraordinary session. It's had about the state's had about 24, I believe, 25 since, and these have been called by, you know, legislative leaders from both parties. So they haven't been totally out of the ordinary, but they have not gone back as far as special sessions, where if you look at the list, it goes on, you know, back a century plus. And so this case is essentially arguing that, you know, despite sort of this presumption that extraordinary sessions are things that happen in Wisconsin and that they have happened since 1980, there's nowhere in the Constitution that they're called for. So the extraordinary session that just happened, the lame duck session that just happened, the restrictions on Governor Evers' powers, the restrictions on early voting, that all goes
appointments,
away.
Appointments, everything.
Right. It was all unlawful.
Who's bringing this suit?
A few groups are bringing the suit. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is one of them. Disability Rights Wisconsin is another. Also, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities is another one of the groups. And so they're bringing the suit. And, you know, a lot of the case speaks to ways in which they feel their groups have been harmed. You know, so like League of Women Voters does not like the restrictions on early voting. And so they're saying essentially that they have standing because of that, but they're not making the case about that. You know, so they're not bringing the case and saying, because these restrictions on early voting are bad, we think they should be overturned. It is strictly a procedural lawsuit.
Let's give a listen to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, a Republican, not a fan of the suit. Here he is.
There is absolutely, positively, no doubt that what the legislature did is constitutional, because we have the right to convene ourselves in extraordinary session.
All right, this hits the state court system, not federal court. Ultimately, this could end up, depending on lower court rulings, in the state Supreme Court, right?
That is, I mean, if it advances past circuit court, yes. And so, I mean, you did see a pattern with a lot of Walker administration laws, especially early in his administration, where the legislature would pass them, he'd sign them, they would go to Dane County Circuit Court. A number of them would be put on hold by judges there. And ultimately, when they would get to the state Supreme Court, where conservatives had a majority, they currently have a 4-3 majority, the Supreme Court would uphold the laws. And I think if you're looking for a theme in the way that this state Supreme Court has handled these cases, is that they have given the legislature leeway when it comes to procedural issues. I mean, think back to, there was a challenge against Act 10 back in 2011 that said that it was unlawful because the legislature violated the open meetings law when they passed it. The court said that basically the lower court had infringed upon the legislature's powers there and, you know, wiped that clean.
Talking to reporter and Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about legal challenges to the lame duck session and the laws passed last month. And yes, I said plural. We've been talking about one of them, Sean, for people keeping score at home. What are some of the other lawsuits going on related to that session?
There's a few ways that this is being challenged now. So you've got this one that was filed today. This is the clean, basic challenge to the procedure in
it
which
never
they were
happened.
Passed.
It's gone.
Right. All of these things are gone. There is another complaint that was going to be filed, I believe, today by State Representative Jimmy Anderson. Representative Anderson is paralyzed from the chest down. He's in a wheelchair. And he said that because legislative leaders would never tell him when the vote was going to happen, he was unable to stay in the legislature overnight. He had to go home. He ended up missing the vote, which happened, you know, in the wee hours of the morning on December 5th for a session that had convened in the morning of December 4th. And so that's another open, open meetings law challenge. There's a federal case that challenges the restrictions on early voting. This is a revival of an earlier federal case that said that the similar restrictions on early voting were unconstitutional. And then this one's a little bit tougher to pin down, but we know that Governor Evers has said that he is going to find a way to change the stance of the state's lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act. Remember, this is one of his big campaign promises. He and Attorney General Josh Call, we're going to get Wisconsin out of this multi-state lawsuit to overturn the Affordable Care Act. The lame duck session prevented them from doing that.
It says the Joint Finance Committee of the legislature, controlled by Republicans now, has to sign off on that.
Right, which, so it's not completely impossible that he could get out of that lawsuit, but he would need Republicans to go along with him. They're not going
they
to
won't.
Do that. So all we know is that he said that he's going to send a letter to Attorney General Call to change the stance of the state's lawsuit.
All right, crazy thought. I'm not withdrawing from the lawsuit. I'm keeping the state in it. We're just on the other side now.
It could be interesting. I'm a little afraid to speculate.
We are not lawyers.
Because I don't know.
Right.
I mean, also Wisconsin is one of the lead plaintiffs in that case too.
Right.
So I don't know if that has something to do with it. But yeah, you could get into some interesting procedural what ifs there, including who would defend the state in this lawsuit that was just brought today,
right?
Because they're challenging Republican authored laws, a Republican lame duck session, but the case was brought against Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who has been critical of these lame duck laws.
They're saying, yeah, you can't, Governor, enforce these unconstitutionally passed laws
in your official capacity. Now, who would normally defend the governor?
The Attorney General,
who also opposed these lame duck session bills and has talked about them as an abuse of power.
Now, the Republican Assembly, real quick, the legislature said, hey, we have a right to hire our own legal counsel in more cases than we had previously. They could do that in this case, but under this constitutional challenge, that never happened. So they could challenge their right to representation?
You can kind of like talk yourself into loops on this.
I just did.
I mean, they have more power to hire their own lawyers because of lame duck, laws, which this lawsuit contends should be null and void.
All right, Sean and I will be back to talk about this more after we achieve our law degree.
Right.
We'll be back to talk about this in a few years so we understand it more fully. Sean, thanks a lot. Always good to talk to you. We'll be back on this again and again, I'm sure.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR News State Capitol Bureau Chief. He joined us for a look at legal challenges to laws passed in last month's lame duck session of the legislature. As we heard, a constitutional challenge to the whole session, as well as smaller bits and pieces along the way. Keep following these stories at WPR.org. Go to the news page there.